October 2nd, 1900. State of victim for Italy and for Corrado. Fearing that my state was no longer the will of God, as blessed Jesus came, I said, "How I fear that my state is no longer your will, because I see that I lacked the two main things that kept me bound, suffering and your presence." And he, "My daughter, it is not that I no longer want to keep you in this state, but since I want to chastise the world, this is why I am not coming, and I make you lack the suffering." And I, "Why remain in this state then?" And he, "Your position of victim and your continuous waiting for me already break my arms. In fact, you do not see me, but I see you very well, and I count all your sighs, your pains, your desires for me. And your remaining all intent on me is always an act of reparation for many who do not bother about me, nor desire me, but despise me, and are all intent on earthly things, covered with mud, amid the stench of vices. So, being the complete opposite of theirs, your state always comes to break justice. And so much so, that keeping you in this state and beginning the bloody wars in Italy is almost impossible for me." And I, "Ah, Lord, to remain in this state without suffering is almost impossible for me. I feel my strength failing me, because the strength to remain in this state comes to me from the sufferings. So, since these are lacking, one of these days, when you're not coming, I will try to go out. I'm telling you this in advance, so you won't be disappointed." And he, "Ah, yes, yes, you will go out of this state when I begin the slaughter in Italy. Then I will suspend it completely." While saying this, he showed the fiercest wars which are to happen, both among the secular and against the church. The blood inundated the towns, just like a pouring rain. My poor heart writhed for the pain in seeing this, and remembering about my own town, I said, "Ah, Lord, in saying that you will suspend me completely, you make me understand that not even for poor Corrado will you have compassion. Not even Corrado will you spare." And he, "If sins reach a certain number, such that they will not deserve to have victim souls, and those who keep you as victim do not interest themselves, I will have no regard for her, that is, for Corrado." Having said this, he disappeared, and I remained all oppressed and afflicted.